Cosm, Nine Inch Nails.
Ooh.
And we'll have some silent auction items, included a Dirk Nowitzki autograph, merchandise pack. So there's going to be all kinds of good things at Gillespie's this weekend. And, yeah, thanks to Dynamic Discs. They're behind this, too. They're one of the presenting sponsors. And their store here in Carrollton is awesome, Donovan.
So is this a scramble as far as the disc golf goes?
No, it's not going to be like best disc or scramble. It's just going to be groups of four. Everybody's going to be throwing their own individual round.
So you play your own disc.
Yes, you play your own, and the group that has the lowest total for the group, they'll win a prize, but the lowest individual round is going to win the Switch 2.
Okay.
Does last place get anything? Because I'm playing. And I need a prize. I'm going to get a disc here, though, today.
And I can get
beginner
you a slice
level
of Mr. Jim's pizza.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's a good day. It's a beautiful day outside. The
Dude,
sun's up, too.
Now, it will be a tad chilly because we got a front coming through on Sunday.
Oh, that's
so
right. It's the Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, there's going to be a little wind, which is going to maybe suppress some scores, but it'll be a challenge. We don't want it to just be a cupcake. We don't want it to be a layup. So.
That will go against the first one where it was blazing hot. I still have the picture in my phone, Sean, of me kind of holding out my t-shirt that is dark gray, and the outsides are bright gray because it was sweating so much.
Well, and that's a big reason we wanted to do it in the fall,
right,
and on a Cowboys bye week, so we don't have the stress of having to deal with the Cowboys this weekend. We can just decompress and have a nice walk in the park.
Okay.
And it'll be 60. It's not like it's going to be freezing. It's not going to be Lambeau Field.
I know,
in
Donnie,
December.
You get cold.
It'll be fine.
I know you like to have your little binky in your shawl just to make yourself
You're
warm.
Gonna be okay. Just be an athlete.
I'll just have to bring my paper so I can do my Sudoku while I have my shawl over my
exactly
over my legs.
Get you a rocking chair.
Yes, yes.
While you're crocheting an Afghan.
Oh, an Afghan. I have so many of those around my house. It is remarkable how many times I need something over my little legs because it's a little chilly. And now we have that front coming in. I can definitely start doing that now. Excited. Well, I'm happy for you, man. I'm happy that you got this going back up and the success that you're having with this, man. It's really, truly awesome.
Thanks, dude. I'm just trying to follow in your footsteps with Donnie's Dominoes.
Nah, man, you're
if we
can
ever raise
thing
that much money, I don't know what we'd do.
I love that you're doing your thing in a cause that's passionate for you, man. And that's what it's all about. So,
yeah, man.
I know everyone's behind you for it and doing it because of that, man. So, good luck to you this weekend. I know
Thanks.
It's going to be a blast. I know
yep.
it's going to be absolutely exciting, and you will see my face in a place.
That's
definitely
right.
At the after party. You told me
yeah.
to sign up, and I forgot. So
it's
I think
okay.
you guys are sold out. But
and
man.
We are sold out. However, coming up in like 15 minutes, Corby Davidson's playing in the tournament. We are auctioning off a group to play with Corby, and he's got a few sweeteners. So
okay.
we're going to be auctioning off that during the show.
And
so.
You don't have to have a Ranger suite to win. He probably wants somebody that can take him to a Ranger game and sit in a
yeah.
suite, or a Stars game or Cowboy
Whatever.
Game. You don't have to be a suite owner.
Well,
a
he
suite
told me
Red
he had
it's
a,
actually probably better if you don't have one.
He told me he had the suite at Gillespie's that he was going to be in and auction that out for the after party.
Yeah. Yeah, private VIP room.
The
yeah.
snake
with
cocaine
bottle service.
With the girls with the flares coming out of the bottles and the
yeah.
signs and everything else. Yeah,
but they'll have plaid on because it's an Irish place.
Right. Hey, you know what? Whatever works. Whatever works. All right, boys, what's on the program today?
Well, we got Corby, and we're debuting a new segment. We're calling it Ticket Quantum Leap at 155.
Okay.
Now, we've all been at the station a long time, but there's moments that we haven't witnessed that we wish we could go back in time and see. And there's times that, you know, to quote another segment, live rent-free in our heads that
mm-hmm.
we wish we could go back and see a second time.
Yeah.
Very good. 155. Looking forward
mm-hmm.
to that. Looking forward to the sweet spot. Have a fun day, boys.
Thanks.
Love you.
Love you.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC, this is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station. Breaking Cowboys news on The Ticket.
Shocking news this morning, Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealon passed away overnight.
This is the second time this has happened with the Cowboys where a current player passed away during the season. It's just terrible. Just hate to even talk about it.
Wow. This is such a shock to the system because it so rarely happens that an athlete in your town who is currently playing for one of your teams passes away during a season.
When Breaking Cowboys news breaks, We're talking about it on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
It is absolutely gorgeous outdoors. It doesn't quite feel like fall, but we got a front coming through this weekend. But fall is the best time to plant here in Texas. Moon Valley Nurseries is your best option to bring your backyard dreams to life. They are the growers. Moon Valley has farms right here in the great state of Texas. They grow the trees, they grow the plants, the hedges, the flowers, you name it. All built for our climate and weather here in the Lone Star State. You can contact one of their consultants with a phone call or hit them up online, moonvalleynurseries.com. You pick out everything, every little detail. They design, deliver, and plant. All you have to do is kick back and enjoy a more beautiful landscape. Check out one of their stores here locally in Grapevine, Fort Worth, Forney, Carrollton, or McKinney. Or get that free design consultation rolling right now by simply going to moonvalleynurseries.com. It's planting season. It's fall. Go with Moon Valley.
LinkedIn gets B2B marketing and knows that every win is derived from a well-orchestrated play. With LinkedIn ads, every ad gets served to the MVPs you need. LinkedIn has grown to a network of over 1 billion professionals that you can reach based on job title, industry, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Just go to linkedin.com/campaign. That's linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply. Only on LinkedIn ads.
Football is so much more than a single season. It's something you look forward to 365 days of the year. Just like Nationwide is so much more than a great insurance company. They're one of America's largest financial services companies, too. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
The United Airlines app has all the bells and whistles to make flying easier and can save you around 30 minutes at the airport. Get real-time flight updates, like a live countdown clock to boarding, even if your screen's locked. Get play-by-play directions through the airport with a personalized map. And if you want to make a game-time decision and go home early or stay longer, there are no fees to change your flight. Get the United app at united.com/app. No fees to change your flight. Excludes basic economy. Applies to flights originating in the U.S. Fare difference may apply.
Choice Hotels get you more for your money so you can maximize any road trip. Let's get real close to hear the maximum sizzle of Comfort Inn's free hot breakfast. Maximized. Check into more. Book direct at choicehotels.com.
Are your paid search campaigns struggling to drive real growth? Viant helps you reach more of your audience right where they're watching, streaming TV. Get started today at viantctv.com.
Other stations have come and gone. The Ticket has been the sports station of record in Dallas-Fort Worth for 30 years. Not too Chablis. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. There's no need to go somewhere else for your sports talk. We're on FM, old school AM, and streaming on your phone or smart speaker 24/7. All sports all the time, always, on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
NBA veteran Jim Jackson takes you on the court.
You get a chance to dig into my 14-year career in the NBA, but also get the input from the people that will be joining, Charles Barkley.
I'm excited to be on your podcast, man. It's an honor.
Spike Lee, entrepreneur, filmmaker, Academy Award winner.
Knicks fan.
So, now you see, I got you. But also how sports brings life, passion, music, all of this together.
The Jim Jackson Show, part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
30 years of The Ticket and exactly zero cowboy segments pre-approved by Jerry Jones. Our hot sports opinions are never tainted by silver and blue glasses. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Even if you don't have a radio in your house anymore, you can still listen to The Ticket. Look around. Your phone is just an arm's length away, and that means so is The Ticket.
Whoa.
We're streaming 24/7 on our Sports Day Talk app and other platforms. And you can listen to The Ticket on your smart speaker, too, by saying, play The Ticket. Maintaining your P1 status means more than just listening in your car. Hang with us at home, too. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
You get hot sports opinions, big name guests, and fun and laughs on the ticket everywhere all the time right now. From the guys you know and love to hang out with every single day.
Where do people from the old movies go?
Keep your Radio P1 button set and never miss a segment. These Marconis do not win themselves. We need you with us on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Average doesn't grow your business. Smart strategy does. At Cumulus Digital, our campaigns outperform industry benchmarks by more than 25% because we go beyond clicks and impressions, showing you exactly who saw your ad by name and address. We build solutions that fit more than 4,000 businesses that partner with us every month. Let's build one for you. You're not average, and your marketing results shouldn't be either. Visit CumulusDigital.com today.
The Ticket's hot sports opinions don't end on Fridays. They're lit all weekend long. So on Saturdays and Sundays, when you're out running errands or headed to church, check us out. Put an earbud in when you're working in the yard or puttering around the garage, because we're having fun and talking about the Cowboys, Rangers, Mavs, and Stars. We're working hard on the weekend, even when you're hardly working. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
I don't need to hear anything from anybody. There's too much riding on my mind being locked in. Play offense, not defense. If you play hard and you play the game right, nobody really gets on you. They're going to boo you here and there, but if you show them that you care and that you're playing hard, that's what you need to do. Just play the game one way. You hit a ball in the gap, run. Boom, coming in hot.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
No matter where you go online, there we are too. Our handle is at DFW Ticket on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Insta, and Twitter/X.
What keyword would you be looking for?
Non-litigious. Then I look for daddy issues and then booty butt.
Follow us on all of them for hot sports opinions from all the guys. Behind the scenes ticket shtick and show stuff you don't want to miss.
Daddy, put me in diapers, please.
So let's be friends in real life and online at DFW Ticket is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket Ticker.
Ticker brought to you by Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Deep Ellum IPA and by Smith Thompson Security. The NBA Cup begins for the Mavericks tonight. They're in Memphis to play the Grizzlies. Dallas just 2-6 through 8 games to start the year. Cooper Flagg, after that most recent loss.
No, I wouldn't say anybody's happy. The guys obviously are trying to stay level-headed and know that we got a lot more games to go, and it's still really early. But, I mean, I'm speaking personally, I know it's not fun to just keep losing and losing games.
Tip tonight at 7, the Grizzlies are favored by 4.5. And Jaden Daniels avoids a major ligament injury to his non-throwing elbow. He'll still miss time, but Commanders head coach Dan Quinn says he won't need injured reserve. Daniels has dealt with a myriad of unrelated injuries this year, and he's already missed 3 games for the 3-6 Commanders. That is The Ticket Ticker. I'm Michael Dixon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
8, the player, not the beer, joins the muses to Shotgun Cowboys HSOs. It's Troy Aikman every Thursday morning at 7:55. Brought to you by LeCor 43, Globe Life Insurance, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
There's a difference. It's either the length is not right, it's too thin, it's too thick, it's just, you know, you find your sweet spot.
1, 2, 3!
Must win?
Beaver.
I would say so, yeah.
It can't be. Best of 5?
I don't know.
You don't even know the playoff format.
Best of 3 or best of 5, probably.
Well, here's the thing. If it's best of 3, it is a must-win game because they would be eliminated tonight if Caitlin loses.
First team to 4.
But if it's best of 5, then we just got to yank Phoenix back to Indianapolis and get 3-4. But none of us know the format. That's bad. Hi, Michael.
Mr. Dixon, how we doing?
How's it going?
It's going well.
Congratulations, by the way.
I can't do that to Michael. I'm Will.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. That is Will.
I was just following Bob's lead.
I was very confident over there, and I looked over there, and I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry.
Listen, Carrie's not going to make it home for dinner, so I'm gonna order us some pizza.
From where?
From Sal's.
Sal's? Have you lost your mind?
Okay, not Sal's. And from where?
A little neighborhood joint called Domino's.
Domino's?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, what's the number?
It's 1718-1168-011.
Look, I have way too many numbers, okay?
I gave you the area code.
We're in the area code. I don't need to dial it.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
1168.
Okay, you know what? How about a little phone number rhythm, huh? You know, a little bum-bum-ba, bum-ba, bum-ba. Got it?
I got it.
Okay.
One.
Yeah.
Six.
Yep.
Teen.
I already dialed the six. I can't go back in time and slip a one in.
Well, whose fault is that?
But now you get to hear from three of the biggest personalities in sports history. Are you ready?
I have something to say.
Cocoa Pebbles were awesome.
I have no further comments at this juncture.
It is 1:13 in the afternoon. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. He's David Mino. I'm Sean Bass and UP1's, well, you're spending part of your Friday with your friends, The Sweet Spot, on the 7th day of November, 2025, as we enter Flingin' D weekend, and we are live at Dynamic Discs in Carrollton, right here off Josie and Jackson. Please come out and hang out with us. Justin Montemayor, back at the station, producing. We have Matt Birmingham at the helm, making it all sound so good. And Michael Dixon, in for one Lando today, giving you tickers at 10 and 50 past the hour. Happy Dynamic Discs Friday, David Mayer.
Happy Friday. What a day this is. So happy to be out here in Carrollton. It's a beautiful day. Got a nice gallery here, some disc bros.
We do.
Some discs.
Free pizza.
Yeah, Mr. Jim's Pizza, if you want to come get you some free pizza. If you haven't eaten lunch yet, or if you have, it's always a good time for some pizza. And just hang out with us. Get ready for the weekend. We met Justin earlier, who's playing in the tournament on Sunday.
Right.
Coming
That's
out
right.
to get a couple some new tools for the weekend. So vibes are good today. It's a great day to be out here.
I believe we have 15% off discs today in store, which is awesome. And you know, obviously, Dynamic's a part of the Fling and D this coming weekend, which is amazing. But Dynamic Discs has been, like, the best company in the Metroplex, in my mind, for a long time now. They're now in their 13th year. This little store over here, it's awesome. It's very spacious.
Yeah.
Tons of bags, equipment, gear, any disc you want. They have all the big brands. And
I'm going to have to get me at least one. For Sunday, because I don't have one. It's not my first rodeo, but it is my second rodeo.
Maybe a driver and a putter, but they host about 60 to 80 events per year, so we're really thrilled that they're part of ours this coming weekend as we are raising money for Mothers Against Drunk Driving in North Texas, the Victim Services Department. They do incredible work. They helped me out in my time of need back when we lost Heather in 2020, and I want to try to keep her spirit and her memory alive by raising awareness, and hopefully people make better decisions behind the wheel, and we can support some people who guide families and victims through the worst parts of their life. And they did that for me whenever we lost Heather, and they were there for her family and her parents. And, you know, any little we can give back. And by the way, John of Gillespie's, and Gillespie's Irish Tavern is the presenting sponsor, he messaged me about 30, 40 minutes ago and said that any donations we have from now until the end of the tournament, he is going to match personally. So if you want to go to theticket.com and you want to give 25, 50, or 100 bucks, that is going to be doubled thanks to John at Gillespie's. And that's where we're having the after party.
Yeah.
Beginning around 3, the tournament Sunday is at Breckenridge Park in Richardson, Gillespie's. Just, I don't know, not even 5 minutes of a drive away over there off the Bush and Jupiter. And it's a local haunt for those in Richardson. You probably know it. If you don't, It's a great place to spend your Sunday. It's going to be a little chilly. Got a little front coming through, but we're going to have football. We're going to have a Stars game that night. There's going to be auction items on site. You can show up to win Stars tickets, mm-hmm. SMU tickets. We have Nine Inch Nails tickets, I believe, which is pretty awesome. Tickets to COSM that we're going to be giving away. So it's not just the players playing in the tournament. Mm-hmm. All the P1s within earshot. If you want to come hang out with us Sunday evening from like 3 until whenever, we are going to party.
Yeah, it's going to be a full day of fun. The tournament's sold out, but like you said, you don't need to play in the tournament to help out. To donate to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, just go to theticket.com, click on the link. You've posted stuff on Twitter about it. Mm-hmm. I posted the link on my Instagram. And, yeah, the after party at Gillespie's starting at about 3. You don't have to play in the tournament. If you want to show up, hang out, you're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Donovan's going to be around.
Yeah, and we got
– And Snake.
We got Ken Bethay of the Old 97s is playing. And Snake Davidson. Our friend Corby's also in the tournament. And joining us right now on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline, we say hello to the star of
Snake.
No, we don't have Corby yet.
I thought he was on the phone.
No,
what happened?
He's not answering the phone.
We've called him multiple times. He's not answering.
That's so Snake cocaine.
Being full Snake cocaine right now.
So Corby has offered up. Okay, we're going to do this without him, I guess.
Just pop him on if he calls in.
He decides to wake up. Corby.
He's on the air in 2 hours.
Corby's going to play. Now, we sold out weeks ago, which mm-hmm. is awesome. But if you want to play with Corby Davidson, you and two friends can create a foursome with Corby. That's every P1's dream, mm-hmm. to have a foursome with Corby. And not only will you play with him, he's also offering up dinner from Royal China. Now, registration fee just to play is $50.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that's three people times 50 is 150 plus dinner. Let's say that's 50. Let's start the bidding right at $200. And we're going to run this all the way through the end of Why Today Doesn't Suck. So if you want to play in the tournament Sunday with Corby, which I don't know if there's a bigger VIP in the Metroplex.
Yes. And this is actually Corby not running a scam this time.
Yeah.
Trying to get into free Ranger games and stuff. This is actually
he's
Corby
actually doing
helping
something
out.
Good. Yes, Corby's helping. He's being selfless for the first time, maybe ever. I don't know.
So if you'd like to scam Corby in some way, maybe you're getting a free dinner out of it.
That's true.
That's something very nice. But yeah, we'll start the bidding at
200.
200, yeah. 200 bucks?
And 888-787-1310 if you want to call in and bid. And you should also know, as I said a few minutes ago, John from Gillespie's is going to match every single donation mm-hmm. from now until the end of the weekend. So you can pretty much double whatever you want to initially bid, thanks to John. That's so awesome.
Such a good dude. Gillespie's is such a great place, too. We did our show, it was a couple months ago there. I've been there a couple times before that, but it's turned into a regular spot for me. Like, it's such a great place. The food is awesome.
Yes.
It's Richardson, which is, you know, pretty centrally located to everybody. For me, it's 10 minutes away. Great food, great people. John is one of the nicest people we've ever met.
Yeah, and
Huge P1.
That's where the after party is going to be. We're going to give away awards. The low round is going to get a Switch 2, which is a hot item this mm-hmm. holiday season. The lowest teams are going to get their own prizes, and everybody that plays is going to get a pressed disc from Dynamic. They were kind enough to do that for us, and we're also going to have T-shirts
mm-hmm.
that will commemorate the event, and all that will be at Gillespie's after. So whether you're playing or not, we want all the P1s to show up, and we're going to have an awesome, awesome
Sunday.
We
have a snake.
Oh, there's the theme song.
Hi, Snake Cocaine.
Oh, my God.
Justin said he called you like 10 minutes ago.
What an intro. What an intro. Yeah, yes. I don't know how far you guys have gotten in the promotion aspect of things, but yes, I will be playing on Sunday. I will not win, but I will be playing and giving it my all, and hopefully with three mighty P1s. Or how many? Is it three or four?
Yeah, three. So it's going to be you plus three, and then you've also sweetened it with dinner from Royal China. Hopefully I got that right.
Royal China, which is not only the best Chinese food in Dallas, it is a top three restaurant for me in the city of Dallas. I absolutely love that place. And George, who has owned it since the early 70s and run it, he has graciously offered a dinner for four. And it's the food is absolutely phenomenal. And he'll roll out the red carpet for whoever bids on this. And
so
we'll
full
have a
blown
great time on Sunday. Full blown.
Get all the bells and whistles.
Yes, anything that we want, we can have there, and 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 alcohol, if you're so inclined, I'll pitch in for that. So so we're all good. It'll be awesome. And then we'll have a fun day on Sunday.
Hell yeah. And again, we're going to start the bidding for that, the Corby prize pack at $200. And we will run that through the end of Why Today Doesn't Suck. And like I said, John from Gillespie's is going to match everything now through the end of the weekend. So if you just maybe you don't want to play with Corby, if that's your thing, you can just go to theticket.com. There's a GoFundMe link directly to Mad North Texas. And Corby, I can't thank you enough for dude, you're going to be having a hell of a weekend because you're going out to Lubbock on Saturday.
Yeah, I get back Saturday night, and then we'll roll into Richardson Sunday morning and be ready to go.
What's your skill level at disc golf?
Low to quite low.
Okay.
I would say
same.
Yeah, I'm not good at it, but I know how to throw a frisbee. So
yeah, and you can walk in a park, so that's pretty good.
Yes. Yeah. I can do all that stuff. So,
I just wonder how you will score compared to former Cowboys kicker and special teamer David Beeler, who's also in the field, which is pretty random,
like,
but pretty
him.
Awesome.
I feel like I'll beat Beeler.
I don't think you're beating David Beeler.
Is he
dude
really
was an athlete. Yeah, he ran down on kickoffs.
Yeah, he had plenty
like,
of
I don't know what his,
on kicks.
I don't know what his skill level at disc golf is.
Does that mean he could beat me at regular golf? Or no.
I bet he could, yes.
I don't know.
The skill...
He says
just
he plays.
You play professional football doesn't mean you're good at everything else, especially niche sports. I'm going to take him down just for all this smack talk now that David Beeler's been giving me.
Okay, we'll see.
We're just doing the smack talk on Beeler's behalf.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, I can't. Dude, me and Beeler, we used to do interviews all the time.
Like, I remember.
All the time back in the day. So I can't wait to see him. And then me and Ken Bethay will be carpooling up there on Sunday morning.
Well, good. And everybody needs to come to Gillespie's after, whether you're playing or not, because it's going to be a hell of a Sunday evening. Football, we'll have stars on the TVs, and the food there is just out of sight.
What time are we teeing off on Sunday?
Registration, or excuse me, everybody's registered. Check-in is at 11 a.m., starting at 11 a.m., and I know that everybody signed up individually, so if there's a group of dudes you want to play with, just tell the tournament officials, and they will put you in a group. And we're shotgun starting at noon.
Perfect.
All right, Corby. I will hear you on Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Also, we are more than happy to take this auction, and Bob mentioned this yesterday, to take it through our show. If you want to give it more pub
and
all
better.
That stuff, we definitely can do that.
Even better.
Let's do that.
I
love
it. It's not like already bidding $500 just to eat at Royal China. It's just, it's so worth it. So, yeah, get on it.
We already have an opening bid, too.
Oh, we do? What do we got?
We're already up to 300. So.
Woo, let's go. Okay.
Let's go.
It's a good building block.
888-787-1310. All right, Snake, we'll talk to you, man.
All right, see you.
All right. There he goes.
Snake cocaine.
Again, a foursome with Corby. So three people, Royal China dinner, the bidding's at 300.
The full-blown experience at Royal China.
And because John is such a good P1 over at Gillespie's, he's matching everything. So that's really $600. So let's get it as high as we can get for the folks at Mothers Against Drunk Driving. All right, 125 as we are live at Dynamic Discs in Carrollton. Swing by, grab yourself some free Mr. Jim's pizza, get yourself some gear. If you've never played and you want to pick up this hobby, highly, highly recommend. This is the place to get everything rolling. All right, coming up next with a big damn deal, grief, love, and moving forward. We also hear from QB1 in the wake of the death of Marshawn Nealon. Next.
The Ticket presents the Gillespie's Irish Tavern and Kitchen Flinging D Disc Golf Tournament. The playing field is sold out, so join us at Breckenridge Park in Richardson for the tournament and then at Gillespie's for the awards after party this Sunday. All proceeds benefit Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So enjoy a nice Roy Rogers, Shirley Temple, or Arnold Palmer. Brought to you by Dynamic Discs. There is an S in there. And Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket.
For over three decades, Frenkel and Frenkel have been the go-to car and truck injury lawyers here in Dallas-Fort Worth. They have a sterling reputation because they do good work, they treat you like a person, and if you or a loved one's been injured in a car accident and you got medical bills piling up, they will get you a settlement or they will go out of their way and win your case.
Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. And if you get hurt in a car accident, you need the best on your side. You need somebody that cares about you, somebody that that'll fight for you. And that's the Frankels. It's Mark Frankel, Scott Frankel, and Gene Burkett. They've been doing this over 3 decades. They're local. They're P1s. They care about you as a person. The phone number, 214-817, and then all threes. That's 214 or 817-333-3333. Frankel and Frankel, chosen by the people, feared by the insurance companies.
LinkedIn gets B2B marketing and knows that every win is derived from a well-orchestrated play. With LinkedIn ads, every ad gets served to the MVPs you need. LinkedIn has grown to a network of over 1 billion professionals that you can reach based on job title, industry, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Just go to linkedin.com/campaign. That's linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply. Only on LinkedIn ads.
The United Airlines app has all the bells and whistles to make flying easier and can save you around 30 minutes at the airport. Get real-time flight updates, like a live countdown clock to boarding, even if your screen's locked. Get play-by-play directions through the airport with a personalized map. And if you want to make a game-time decision and go home early or stay longer, there are no fees to change your flight. Get the United app at united.com/app. No fees to change your flight. Excludes basic economy. Applies to flights originating in the U.S. Fare difference may apply.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
I don't need to hear anything from anybody. There's too much riding on my mind being locked in. Play offense, not defense. If you play hard and you play the game right, nobody really gets on you. They're going to boo you here and there, but if you show them that you care and that you're playing hard, that's what you need to do. Just play the game one way. You hit a ball in the gap, run. Boom, coming in hot.
The mayor's office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
The Ticket says, these days, influencers are a dime a dozen. But we've been influencing opinions in this town for 30 years. And since we're not in any owner's back pocket, we don't have to put sponsored posts under anything we say. Let us influence your hot sports opinions so you're not the guy who doesn't miss the meme.
Whatever works.
We are the original sports influencer in DFW. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310.
The Ticket.
There's no need to go somewhere else for your sports talk. We're on FM, old school AM, and streaming on your phone or smart speaker 24/7. All sports all the time, always, on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Other stations have come and gone. The Ticket has been the sports station of record in Dallas-Fort Worth for 30 years. Not too Chablis. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. The Ticket is 30. We're not saying we're good luck for DFW, but every team has won a championship since we've been on the air. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You get hot sports opinions, big name guests, and fun and laughs on The Ticket everywhere all the time right now. From the guys you know and love to hang out with every single day.
Where do people from the old movies go?
Keep your radio P1 button set and never miss a segment. These Marconis do not win themselves. We need you with us on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Ready to discover your new favorite spot? At SweetDeals.com, we help you save with amazing local businesses. Save more, explore more, and uncover hidden gems. Visit SweetDeals.com today.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is why we wanted to do this show, a chance to show people a little bit behind the curtain.
Never miss a game.
The first goal for the U.S. in almost 3 years.
Never miss a moment.
The U.S. men's national team gave me an ulcer but survived somehow at Klingit Soccer, and we've got a lot to talk about.
It has been so fun, minus the ulcers, obviously.
But I don't know how you can leave not being a bigger fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
30 years of The Ticket and exactly zero Cowboy segments pre-approved by Jerry Jones. Our hot sports opinions are never tainted by silver and blue glasses. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Taking stock of The Ticket at 30 years, we can't wrap our head around 262,000 hours of the most wheels-off radio ever. And we're still adding to it. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
Let's get inside of Kevin Smith.
This is a great house.
Who knew playing Lex Luthor would pay this well? Now I want to see Gene Hackman's place, John Cryer's place.
None will be as cool.
And let's get inside of the great Tom Hopper.
I always love it when you have these long form conversations because you know you do these press tours. They come with this energy, the host.
What's it like?
So tight. And I just love just having a normal conversation.
And that's sort of what the podcast is.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Cowboys head into the bye week at 3-5-1 and looking up at a playoff spot. No Cowboys game this Sunday, so make way for an NFL doubleheader and a Stars game. On Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Shout out to the mascot of the day, Wolverines. Sting is coming to the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory on May 10th. Get tickets and information at LiveNation.com. Text Sting to 22126 to win a pair of tickets. That's Sting to 22126.
Sweet Spot, Sean Bass, David Mino back at the station. We have Monto, we got Ham, and we have no Lando today, I believe.
It's Michael Dixon.
Michael Dixon Day. Awesome. I love working with Michael Dixon. And it's a fun Friday. We are out on remote today. We are at Dynamic Discs in Carrollton on East Jackson Road in Josie, just south of Newman Smith High School. It's a beautiful day. Tons of discs out here. They've been around for 13 years now. We're getting you ready for the Gillespie's Irish Tavern Flinging Disc tournament this Sunday. And we are auctioning off a spot to play with Corby. You have you and two of your friends play with Corby on Sunday. You also get dinner and drinks at Royal China.
Yep.
You get to hang out with Snake Cocaine, hang out with us on Sunday. It's going to be an awesome time this Sunday afternoon. The after party is at Gillespie's, and I believe the auction is currently at $500, Justin.
Indeed.
So, $500 right now, 888-787-1310 if you would like to up that. We're going to keep that going throughout the day. The hard line is going to keep it going, too.
Through the hard line.
Yeah.
And John from Gillespie's is going to match every donation from now until the end of the tournament, so whatever you bid is going to be doubled.
Absolutely, and it all benefits Mothers Against Drunk Driving. It all goes to a great cause. And we have a big show today. Justin will present the NIT break, the best of the rest. That's every Friday. End our show at 2:35. We'll talk about the game that Snake Cocaine is going to this weekend. Tech and BYU, big game at 2:15. And we debut a brand new segment called Ticket Quantum Leap. So that'll be coming up next. But right now it's 1:35 here on the Sweet Spot.
It's the Sweet Spot's big damn deal of the day.
Get the club music going. Sponsor?
Gillespie's Tavern.
Thank you, Gillespie's. And Sean, let's talk about the big news of yesterday. And sure. I know this is something that's hit all of us, and it's very different than, you know, a lot of celebrity athlete deaths. We brought up the Josh Brent situation, which was absolutely tragic.
Yeah.
And something that is completely avoidable.
Well, the Josh Brent one hit me pretty hard.
Exactly.
I was on the air that Saturday when all the news happened, and that was about a month and a half after we lost Heather due to drunk driving, and this was another drunk driving death. So that was tough. Now, you know, Jerry Brown, and they had a game that Sunday against Cincinnati. But this happens on the bye week as Marshawn Nealon commits suicide after a police chase a few nights ago. And it's been, you know, over 24 hours since we found out the news and whatever details we know. We don't really have much clarity on anything else. But it's been, you're right, this has impacted the area for sure because it's a Cowboy. It's,
yeah.
By and large, most people's favorite sports thing is Cowboys football. And it was a dude who's only 24 that was clearly dealing with some mental health things. His girlfriend called police and said, listen, he's armed. He's could be suicidal. And sadly, his life ended. And it's been a weird 24 hours just to digest it and process everything because you know, everybody deals with grief differently. Everybody deals with news like this differently. And, you know, we were talking to one of the P1s out here earlier here at Dynamic, and, you know, we get so numb to just all the terrible things that are happening because we have social media now and everybody likes to focus on the negative, and you turn on the evening news and it's all negative, or the national news, and it's just, it's never good. But then when something like this that happens so close to home, you know, I think it reverberates in this community more. And when you add in the mental health aspect of this, which is getting more and more people are talking about it and addressing it, and it's something that has probably been plaguing mankind forever, but now it's more of an open topic, which I think in the end is a positive thing, but it's just sad that, you know, things like this are continue to happen.
Yeah, and it hits close to home because, I mean, I think it's, even if this guy didn't play for the Cowboys, if it was somebody that played for the Bengals or whatever, when you see a young man that takes his own life, when you just, from the outside perspective, when we look at who Marshawn Nealon was, we see, okay, he was a second round pick. He's playing a ton in the NFL. He scored a touchdown on Monday night. You think things, he just has the world is in front of him, and you don't really see what they're going through. And I think we can see a lot of ourselves in just how you look at your friends, family members, that you might think things are going well. You might think things are just completely normal.
Yeah.
But you just never know. And, you know, there hasn't been an hour that has gone by in the past 24 plus hours where I haven't thought about Marshawn Nealon and the whole situation and, you know, just how tragic this is, where, you know, a 24-year-old, you know, I don't even want to say football player, but just a 24-year-old took his own life.
Yeah, it's horrible, and it got me thinking as I did tell my kids about this last night. That was difficult. And having, you know, a daughter that's in high school and another one that will be in, like, a couple years, and you just start reading about suicide, and it's been dominated by men throughout most of history. But I read an article last night about how one of the rising trends in suicide is young women, and being a father of two of them, it gives you pause, and you just want to try to reach out to them and talk to them and have as much clarity and communication as you can, just because they're the most important thing in our lives.
Yeah.
And it just scares me to know that they're going through just junior high and high school are some of the worst times in people's lives, and then you just hope that whatever baggage you pick up there doesn't go into college and to adulthood, and everybody's dealing with different stuff. And it got me thinking about just we as dudes and how we deal with, we don't really talk, like we talk every day, but I don't think we ever really get into, you know, deep personal things that's really eating at us over days and weeks and years, unless, like, I think the most we've ever talked about stuff is like when we're at camp,
right,
or we're on a road trip for spring training or whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, for you and the guys on the show, like, I consider you guys some of my closest friends. And I think as dudes, you know, even, I don't know if it gets to a certain age or just where we're at in society now, I feel more comfortable being more open than I did, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Sure.
Where, you know, we're, as men, we're taught to be tough. Where if you're an athlete, you don't worry about emotions. You just have to be tough. You have to be a man. And it's different now. Like, it's good that we can articulate, that it's more open to articulate our thoughts and what we're going through. But I still think there is something deep within us where we feel uncomfortable about it. And
we don't
want
to make our problems and project them on our friends. I think that's what a lot of it
is. Yeah. And I think sometimes we worry that the person we're talking to can't relate to what we're talking about, you know? And if you're, even if it's something just minor, because it could be something huge, if there's a death in the family, or if there's something big, or even if it's just something small, like there's little things that, to quote a wise man, it builds up, dude. Like there's little things that can trigger anxiety, depression, and it might sound like nothing. So trying to articulate that to somebody, it feels like you're putting a burden onto somebody else.
Yeah.
And if you don't really know them, and if you're not very comfortable with them, they might not be able to relate. So just, And also, as men, we suppress stuff a lot. Like, we've done that. I think we've all probably done that since an early age. Like, heck, going back to middle school, if you have a bunch of homework or something, you're like, you're not going to complain about it. Or if there's girl issues when you were in school, like, you don't talk about those with your bros. You just kind of keep it inside. And you think you can move past it, and maybe you can, but that builds up over time.
It does, and both of us are only children.
Right,
so
we don't really have that.
To really offload onto. Luckily, we've had friends growing up and people we've grown close to that we can communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that, you know, feels like they can't, just call your friend.
Yeah.
Text your friend. It's very simple, yet that's a tough bridge for a lot of us to cross. And the people I feel the worst for, obviously, is the Nealon family, but maybe right behind them is just all the coaches and teammates and everybody in that, especially the defensive line room.
Because,
you know, Solomon Thomas, we interviewed him at camp, mm-hmm. and he lost his sister due to suicide. And he's a big proponent of mental health and all the things that Dak is doing. And I'm feeling for him, especially today, because all this does is dredge up just those emotions again. And even, you know, this suicide of Marshawn Nealon, it's a death, and no matter how the death happens and you've been impacted by it, you can't help but think of the people you've lost when you hear stories like this.
Yeah, yeah, for Solomon Thomas and Dak, for sure, where it's sad, but there's survivor's guilt that they feel.
Some.
Like, there's, you know, people say, you know, what could I have done? What could I have done different? And honestly, there's nothing. And Thomas is a big advocate for, you know, reaching out and talking and listening, and it's good that we're moving in this direction. And it sucks that this happens, and, you know, luckily it hasn't affected me directly, but every time I hear a story about it, even if it's something in the news, which this doesn't, if this isn't a Dallas Cowboy, they're not talking about people taking their own life in the news.
Right.
So this is just something that hopefully we can, if there are people that are struggling with things that Marshawn Nealon was struggling with, you can reach out. You can always text 988.
Yep.
There's always going to be somebody there. It's 24/7. It's free. It's confidential. Reaching out to a family member, a friend, if you have brothers and sisters, if you have a best friend. And if on the other side, like, if somebody reaches out to you, just listen.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm here for all of my friends, all of you guys. If there's anything big or small, like, I'm here to listen, and I want to help my friends out.
And I know it might sound silly to say this, but I go back and I think of the stigma, or at least the stigma that was around therapy and men for a long time. And I know it's a dumb thing to cite, but I think it actually, like, helped more people than they probably thought it would. Mm-hmm. It's just Tony Soprano showing himself going to therapy. I thought that was – I mean, it's a TV show. It's fiction. But, you know, having this mob boss mm-hmm. that shows this other side that he's dealing with a lot of mental crap, and to visualize that, and that's such a beloved show by people, I think that was really a positive thing that happened 20 years ago. And the dialogue and the stigma that's been taken off, you know, therapy and people being cognizant of mental health, I think that's an important thing for all of us to continue to lean mm-hmm. into. And, you know, Dak, I just heartbroken for him because obviously his brother, Jace, committed suicide in 2020, so he had to deal with this news just like his team did. I'm surprised he spoke yesterday, but he was at his high school in Louisiana, Houghton, where he was having a jersey retirement, and they were naming the field after him, which is an awesome honor. And you see things like this where guys go back home over the bye, but he actually spoke to reporters yesterday, and you could just hear the emotion in his voice talking about the loss of Marshawn Nealon.
Yeah, it's been a very tough day. As you said, it started early this morning, finding out the news. Tragic loss. I hurt. Heavy, heavy heart today. I hurt for Marshawn. I hurt for his family. I hurt for his girlfriend. I hurt for every single one of my teammates. This is a pain that you don't wish upon anybody. You wish none of us had to go through this. You wish Marshawn didn't have to go through what he went through. And just thankful for each moment we have in this life, and don't take it for granted. And hug and love on those that you do. It's okay to feel however you're feeling. And I'll tell you first and foremost, I don't always have the answers. And today's not a day that I felt like I had answers. triggering day for many reasons, on top of just knowing that this was a head today and hard to balance my emotions today, and not a day that I have words other than I love you for friends and families and people who may be struggling. Yeah, that I love them. Obviously, we had a Zoom call, and a few people that spoke did an amazing job. But as I said, it's tell that person how I feel about them when I see them. Tough moment for this team. As I said, I feel and hurt for everybody that's involved in this and Marshawn's families and loved ones.
I'm really glad they did a Zoom yesterday, mm-hmm. but it's going to be a different level of emotion when they reconvene Monday at the Stars. They get back and start game planning for the Raiders. That's going to be a tough couple days out at the facility.
It's probably really tough right now. Lando brought it up yesterday. Like, you feel like when something like this happens, you want to be there. Yeah. You want your brothers, your teammates to all be around. And, you know, with Dak having a big moment yesterday and players going on their separate ways, you know, I'm sure they're calling and FaceTiming and texting each other, but just to have all the dudes in the room together and not even thinking about football, but just having a close friend that, and just the little things too. Like I mentioned yesterday that I lost a teammate my freshman year in college, and for years after that, like it wasn't, nobody wore his number 93. Nobody used his locker. There's songs I would hear that would make us all think of the guy. And every time I'd walk by the locker or anything, his dorm room, like it brings back those memories. And even if you didn't know him that well, it's like you're on a team with this guy.
Yeah. But at least you and your teammates were there for that level of therapy to try to help each other get through that. And I know it's not an apples to apples situation, but as we're about to do the disc golf tournament, when I lost Heather and the people in MAD, they helped us through the legal side, which was great. But they also put me with other victims and other survivors that are dealing with the pain of it all. And to be able to commiserate with people that are going through the exact same thing, you know, it is a bummer to go to those meetings, but it's also helpful to know that you're not alone.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the point here is none of us are alone.
Right.
And I know that, you know, a lot of P1s, there might be some single dudes that fall under the male loneliness epidemic, but just reach out. Hell, if you need to talk to us, just email us, tweet us, whatever. I mean, we're here for you.
We've gone through stuff.
Yeah.
I go through stuff. I know we talk on the radio and life sounds like it's pretty badass, but there's bad days.
Oh.
We come to work. Radio's an escapism. Like it is for the listeners, and it's the same thing with us. Like there's bad days that we deal with stuff, but I absolutely love coming to work and talking and complaining about Jerry Jones for 2 hours a day and doing rent free. Like it's something that really drives us. But there's demons we all deal with, and I think it is obviously very common that people deal with depression, anxiety, thoughts of, you know, things that Marshawn Nealon was going through.
Yep.
But you're absolutely right. You're not alone with that. There's people you can talk to. There's people that love you, even if you think they don't. Even if you're not close with your family, there's somebody out there that cares. There's somebody that wants you to feel better.
Yep.
And it's part of growing. It's weird when you think about the whole dynamic of especially with men, where I said we want to be tough. We always want to be tough. Making us uncomfortable makes us stronger.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when it comes to your mentals and your mental health, you have to be very careful with that. And you need to at least be open and talk about it and be able to listen when you're on the other side.
Well, this is going to be something that the whole Metroplex and especially the Cowboys are going to have to just go through, and things will eventually get better and the pain will subside. But it's a tough one right now. All right, let's try to have some levity. Let's have some fun. We are having a great time out here at Dynamic Discs in Carrollton. Swing by, grab yourself a free slice of pizza. They got 15% off discs out here, and this place is it's the mecca for disc golfers in the Metroplex. But coming up next, let's do some ticket quantum leaping. What is that next?
Kick it with the ticket all day on every Cowboys game day. Our Cowboys countdown to kickoff goes 2.5 hours before the game. Instant HSOs from our online halftime show. And then immediate knee-jerk reactions on the Ticket's Cowboys postgame show afterwards. And none of it is tinted with those silver and blue sky mirror views you get from the official station.
You better win some games. We better make the playoffs.
Our Cowboys HSOs are officially unofficial. On Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket.
CarsForKids.org, that's cars with a C. They spell it right, and they've been doing it right for such a long time. You can trust the original Cars for Kids. When you want to give back and help an at-risk youth get a second chance at a brighter future by earning that much-needed high school diploma. Maybe you got a car that's up there in years or miles. Maybe it doesn't have a lot of resale value. Heck, might not even be running whatsoever. Simply contact CarsForKids.org. They roll out to you and tow it away for nothing. Absolutely free. You get a maximum deduction on the taxes. You get a nice $50 gift card, but most important, you're going to unlock a door for a young person to make the most of their future by securing an education, because every car, truck, SUV, RV, boat, or motorcycle donated to Cars for Kids directly benefits the Texans Can Academies. That's a network of charter schools that help these kids get that much-needed education. So get rid of that old vehicle that's taking up space, running or not, and make a massive impact on the life of a young person who needs a fresh start. Fast, easy, and rewarding. The phone number, 866-835-5437, or simply get the process going at carsforkids.org. Again, cars with a C, right off the car, not the kid.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said, because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You get hot sports opinions, big-name guests, and fun and laughs on the Ticket everywhere all the time right now. From the guys you know and love to hang out with every single day.
Where do people from the old movies go?
Keep your Radio P1 button set and never miss a segment. These Marconis do not win themselves. We need you with us on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Even if you don't have a radio in your house anymore, you can still listen to The Ticket. Look around. Your phone is just an arm's length away, and that means so is The Ticket.
Whoa.
We're streaming 24/7 on our Sports Day Talk app and other platforms. And you can listen to The Ticket on your smart speaker, too, by saying, play The Ticket. Maintaining your P1 status means more than just listening in your car. Hang with us at home, too. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Taking stock of The Ticket at 30 years, we can't wrap our head around 262,000 hours of the most wheels-off radio ever. And we're still adding to it. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. 30 years of The Ticket and exactly zero Cowboy segments pre-approved by Jerry Jones. Our hot sports opinions are never tainted by silver and blue glasses. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket's hot sports opinions don't end on Fridays. They're lit all weekend long. So on Saturdays and Sundays, when you're out running errands or headed to church, check us out. Put an earbud in when you're working in the yard or puttering around the garage, because we're having fun and talking about the Cowboys, Rangers, Mavs, and Stars. We're working hard on the weekend, even when you're hardly working. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
I am Michael Rosenbaum.
I am Tom Welling.
Welcome to Talkville,
where it's fun to talk about Smallville.
We're going to be talking to sometimes guest stars.
Are you liking the direction Lois is going in?
Yeah, because I'm getting more screen time.
It's good.
But mostly it's just me and Tom remembering.
I think we all feel like there was a scene missing here.
You got me, Tom.
Let's revisit it. Let's look at it.
See what we remember.
See what we remember.
I had never been around anything like that before. I mean, it was so fun.
Talkville. Talkville.
I just had a flashback.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Let's get into it.
There's no need to go somewhere else for your sports talk. We're on FM, old school AM, and streaming on your phone or smart speaker 24/7. All sports all the time, always, on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket is 30,
We're not saying we're good luck for DFW, but every team has won a championship since we've been on the air. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Cumulus Boost is the ultimate tool for effortless online reputation management. Say goodbye to the hassle of juggling multiple platforms. With Cumulus Boost, you can monitor reviews, respond promptly, and stay accurate across 65-plus leading listing sites, all from a single user-friendly dashboard. Simplify your life without sacrificing quality or control. Ready to boost your business? Visit CumulusBoost.com today. That's CumulusBoost.com.
No matter where you go online, there we are too. Our handle is at DFW Ticket on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Insta, and Twitter/X.
What keyword would you be looking for?
Non-litigious. Then I look for daddy issues and then booty butt.
Follow us on all of them for hot sports opinions from all the guys. Behind the scenes ticket shtick and show stuff you don't want to miss.
Daddy, put me in diapers, please.
So let's be friends in real life and online at DFW Ticket is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
From the award-winning morning show on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, The Musers, the podcast.
So right now we're podcasting?
Yeah. No, not yet.
He just put us into it.
No, I was accidentally podcasting.
Oh, we were for a second, but we're not now.
Well, we want to start intentionally podcasting.
We're back.
That was accidental.
That was a false start. Three, two, one.
Every Wednesday, Junior Miller, George Dunham, and Gordon Keith drop a new episode of The Musers, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
The Ticket Ticker.
Ticker brought to you by Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Deep Ellum IPA. Mark Sanchez is out at Fox Sports. A network spokesperson confirmed Sanchez awaiting trial after an alleged assault of a truck driver in Indianapolis last month. He was there on assignment as the color analyst for Colts and Raiders, but he has not worked the game since. And the Mavericks and Grizzlies from Memphis tonight. The NBA Cup gets underway for Dallas. The Mavericks 2-6. The Grizzlies 3-6. Memphis favored by 4.5. Tip of that game at 7. Ticker also brought to you by Fannin Tree Farm. Did you know fall is the best time to plant trees? Then don't miss Fannin Tree Farm's final sale of the year. Their 2-week-long Texas Arbor Day sale going on now through November 9th. All trees on sale and carry that one-year Fannin guarantee now through November 9th at Fannin Tree Farm in Frisco. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Michael Dixon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
The Musers in the Morning. Marconi Award winners. Texas Radio Hall of Famers. George Dunham, Craig Miller, and Gordon Keith. Tomorrow morning, 6 till 9 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Baby, mama's mama's. 159, this is the sweet spot as we broadcast live in Carrollton from Dynamic Discs, which is a presenting sponsor for the upcoming Gillespie's Irish Tavern and Kitchen Fling and D 2025 Sunday at Breckenridge Park. The after party around 3 o'clock at Gillespie's. It's going to be an awesome time. And we are doing an auction today. It is you and two friends to be in a foursome with Corby during the tournament and dinner at Royal China. And Monto, I believe the high bid is still $500?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's going to be $500. That's going to run all the way till 7 tonight through the hard line. So if you want to play with the snake and eat some yummy Chinese food, 888-787-1310. All the proceeds go to Mothers Against Drunk Driving. All right, let's talk about some things from the past that we wish we could either experience again or experience the first time. We're calling this segment Ticket Quantum Leap.
Yes.
If you remember the Scott Bakula vehicle from the 80s and early 90s.
I don't.
It was a TV show where he would travel back in time and... In fact, you and Justin were bringing up, I think earlier this week, sort of maybe FOMO for moments in the past you wish you could have experienced.
Yeah, and I think as P1s first, and we just so happen to work here, and I think all P1s do this, but you can just, you know, kind of how bros will sit around and you'll just name random college running backs from the early 2000s.
Yeah, remember some
like
guys.
We as P1s, we'll just talk about random ticket moments, and we all do this. Justin did this too, and Justin, you brought one up Monday, and I was like, man, That would have been really cool to be there, because I don't think any of us on the show were there when it happened. But it would have been so awesome to witness.
Yeah, there's no audio of it, unfortunately. But it was the moment when Chris Arnold, when he did a show here, had Vern Troyer, Mini-Me, in studio. And the one thing that they were told was, do not help Mini-Me, or sorry, help Vern Troyer up into his chair. Because, of course, he's like 2 feet tall. And Chris Arnold blew by that stop sign and said, no, I'll help him up in his chair anyway.
Come on, little buddy.
And so he's like picking up a reluctant Vern Troyer and setting him into a chair while he's kicking and screaming, fighting against it. And I would have absolutely loved to have seen that play out.
I would have paid so much money. And it's kind of Mandela effect, because hearing Corby do the story, and when the hard line would always say, come on up here, little buddy. It feels like that happened on the air, but it's just the retelling. And I'll see Chris at Mavs games all the time, and he has a good sense of humor about it, and I'll just be like, hey, come on up here, little buddy. And within like 2 seconds, he'll get on his phone and he'll show me a picture of Chris, Corby, and Vern Troyer that they have. Yeah, he's just at the ready. He's like, man.
That's amazing.
So funny.
All right, so fellas back there at the station, what are those moments that you wish you could live or relive?
I'll start with this one. This is one that...
Oh,
Quantum Leap.
I was not here for, obviously. This was a long time ago. This was in 2006, September 11th.
Oh.
This was when Norm and Gordon got into a fight because Gordon was trying to put down Norm's picking abilities. And so Norm, you know, put out picks against the poll every week. And Gordon countered that by just flipping a coin.
Yeah.
And it led to a pretty classic fight, which we can play a little bit of here. We don't have to, but...
If you want to completely diminish it with a coin, that's fine.
No, the point is that we're examining this research and examining what's the point of doing this.
That's
Fritos electric bills, that's what.
No, that's fine.
I mean, you guys financially gain by doing these picks, correct?
I think it is incredibly unfair.
Frito, do you financially gain by doing these picks?
You're not.
Gordon, what's your point here? Do you want me to stop picking games?
Yeah, do you want to stop picking games?
Yes, that's the point. Is if the research,
then I want you to stop doing some things also, Gordon. And
okay,
we'll
like
talk
what?
After the air.
Like what?
Mocking dead people.
What, you're bringing up the JFK thing.
No,
everyone has to keep going back to that.
No.
Wait, the whole show.
Okay, who's?
We can bring up several others.
Who?
No, here's the point.
I don't choose to tear our
Wait,
own
do you financially gain by the picks?
Yes.
Is that the reason you do it?
No.
Okay.
Gordon, how damn many years do you know how I've been doing picks? You don't have any idea, do you?
I'm guessing.
You don't have
what?
Freaking any idea.
I want to guess.
You?
Can I
you
guess?
You don't have any idea. How many years?
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
And you go on to guess. Just the tension that had to be in there. When they actually went to break and turned their mics off.
You just want to go underneath the desk and hide.
It's
by the way,
a 6-minute fight.
Knowing Norm as well as I do, whenever he mixes in a damn on the air, that's just a placeholder for a much worse.
Oh, my God. Damn many years.
Yeah.
As if that mattered.
Oh, that's awesome. Great, Norm.
Ham.
Miss those fights.
What do you got, Ham?
So for mine, one of mine would have been Krennic, but we played that a couple weeks ago. I'm a big fan as a board up of the playlet. Uh-huh. And I think one of my favorite playlets that I've ever heard on the station was Jill back in the day, who was the best at it. And this was during the Musers when they were talking about two French dudes at the Grand Canyon.
Two guys go to the Grand Canyon. They're French-speaking men. They take some video and they upload it to YouTube at Grand Canyon National Park that shows them shirtless, wearing boxers, luring a squirrel to the edge of the cliff and then kicking it into the Grand Canyon.
Oh. I hate squirrels, but that's awful.
The video was quickly taken down and then, of course, posted by other users who had snagged it. So these guys were French-speaking.
Does that mean they're from France? Or are they French-speaking Canadians?
Hold on, they're about to kick the squirrel.
Hold on, they're about to kick the squirrel.
They're yelling. getting all psyched up.
Boy, we can get George.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, my God.
How did you get that audio play together in short notice?
That's awesome.
Oh, Jill, the absolute best.
Dude.
Man, so Ooh. Perfect. I'll go.
Yeah,
I'll go back.
Go for it.
So there's so many little moments, like not necessarily classic ticket moments that I go back that just make me laugh.
Yeah.
Like with the hard line, Mike would walk into the control room and ask me if he could go to the bathroom during breaks. For whatever reason, that would make me laugh.
Okay.
But something that's been living rent-free in my head since October, and this is it's a rent-free with Vince Young. Every time I see Vince Young now,
okay,
I think about this day in 2018 where the Hardline was supposed to have VY on the show that day. They were supposed to have him on at like 3:50, right off the top.
Yeah.
He doesn't call in, and his guy was like, hey, he'll call in 20 minutes. 20 minutes goes by, still no Vince Young.
They kept pushing it back.
Still no Vince Young. And Danny and I are in the control room, and it's finally like 5:30, 5:50 or so. We just said, we should just call in as Vince Young and see what happens. Because the Hardline was in studio that day, too.
Yeah.
So we had to hide. So Danny finally calls in as the fake Vince Young.
Okay.
All right, College Football Blowhard is brought to you by
Flip's Patio Grill, Grapevine, and Fort Worth.
And on our phone now, we're joined not by Vince Young, but by the College Football Blowhard.
Thank you.
Who's actually here and not on the phone.
Are you kidding? Vince Young?
Guys?
Yeah.
Hello? How y'all doing?
Vince? Can you hear us, Vince?
Yes, sir. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Not doing all right. How y'all doing?
We're doing pretty good. Where are you today?
Texas.
Okay, I knew it. I knew it. Just okay. Don't do it to us. All right. Just don't.
All right.
Y'all like tater tots? Because I do.
All right, let's go over what...
And I think Mike was going along with it. I think Corby knew right away that this is Danny's voice.
That's awesome.
Hello.
So I have one that we don't have audio for, but if I could go back and relive something via Quantum Leap style, I would want to be with Psycho Dave during his Hey Man, What's Up rodeo over at the old station across from Revershawn, because on Big Dick Show, the P1 Wild Ass Circus, they would do a bit where members of the crew would go across the street to Revershawn Park, back their car in, and turn their lights on, which was a signal for gay dudes to hook up.
Yeah.
And you would have to record yourself having small talk with that random individual as long as you could try to, like, you know, stretch out the small talk as long as you could before sex was brought up.
Okay.
And Kevin Scott did it. I think Kevin Blanford did it. I mean, this was way back in the day. Psycho Dave apparently went over there but got so freaked out, he just left.
Oh, no.
And nobody knows where he went. We were, like, so worried about Psycho.
Did somebody kidnap Psycho Dave?
I know. So if I could relive just the fear he had that to where he had to bail in the bit, I would like to see that.
I would like that bit to be brought back.
I think
time kind of killed it.
Yeah, I think so. But if I could relive one moment, it would be on the Morning Musers. I forget what year this was. I want to say it was maybe 2018, 19. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But this was when the Bro Country Beatles were brought up. And this was one of the most times I've laughed ever on air at this station.
We dug up John and George
to get
for
their
this.
DNA. Yes. And we waited 18 years for you to grow to maturity, and now we've got a 300 sold out dates lined up in every major arena.
I don't care. We want to play where we want to play.
And you guys wanting to play the honky tonk across town.
That's so.
For the door and 10% of beer sales.
We want to do some Kenny Chesney covers.
Refocus. You are Beatles. Do Beatles music.
They want to do the long and winding red dirt road.
Yeah, we got to talking about how they would.
I think I got their first album.
Okay.
Yellow Silverado. Drive My Truck, of course, instead of drive my car.
Drive My Car, yeah. Right.
Tractor to Ride.
She's got a tractor to ride. Good, yeah.
Elmer Wayne Rigby. Cornfields Forever. And All You Need Is Dove. I think that's the first side of their first record. That'll be great.
Instead of the white album, I have the Red, White, and Blue album. I have Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Recruiting Office off the square. This is about not signing up for service.
Yeah.
Long and Winding Farm to Market Road. I got Huckleberry Fields Forever.
Okay.
While My Kubota Gently Weeps.
Man. Oh. So great.
So now
Elmer Wayne Rigby is.
So now when
my
I hear the Beatles, I think of them being red reincarnated and wanting to be red dirt artists. All right, there's a first edition of Ticket Quantum Leap.
There's so many.
Who knows if we'll ever bring that back. But coming up next, let's talk about our college football weekend with all eyes being on Lubbock, Texas.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket, broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station. The Ticket sees the Cowboys with no playoff success after 31 years, and we scream from the top of our lungs. What's going on
in our game? Jerry Tuck, but he ain't say nothing. 53 motherfuckers, they can't win nothing. Fans in the trap. Fans
from that station
trap.
That reminds
fans
TikTok Jerry, fans, time's fans running out to win. Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
No matter where you go online, there we are too. Our handle is at DFW Ticket on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Insta, and Twitter/X.
What keyword would you be looking for?
Not litigious. Then I look for daddy issues and then booty butt.
Follow us on all of them for hot sports opinions from all the guys. Behind the scenes ticket stick and show stuff you don't want to miss.
Daddy, put me in diapers, please.
So let's be friends in real life and online. At DFW Ticket is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
LinkedIn gets B2B marketing and knows that every win is derived from a well-orchestrated play. With LinkedIn ads, every ad gets served to the MVPs you need. LinkedIn has grown to a network of over 1 billion professionals that you can reach based on job title, industry, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Just go to linkedin.com/campaign. That's linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply. Only on LinkedIn ads.
The United Airlines app has all the bells and whistles to make flying easier and can save you around 30 minutes at the airport. Get real-time flight updates, like a live countdown clock to boarding, even if your screen's locked. Get play-by-play directions through the airport with a personalized map. And if you want to make a game-time decision and go home early or stay longer, there are no fees to change your flight. Get the United app at united.com/app. No fees to change your flight. Excludes basic economy. Applies to flights originating in the U.S. Fare difference may apply.
Football is so much more than a single season. It's something you look forward to 365 days of the year. Just like Nationwide is so much more than a great insurance company. They're one of America's largest financial services companies, too. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Are your paid search campaigns struggling to drive real growth? Viant helps you reach more of your audience right where they're watching, streaming TV. Get started today at ViantCTV.com.
Choice Hotels get you more for your money so you can maximize any road trip. Let's get real close to hear the maximum sizzle of Comfort Inn's free hot breakfast. Maximized. Check into more. Book direct at choicehotels.com.
I am Michael Rosenbaum.
I am Tom Welling.
Welcome to Talkville,
where it's fun to talk about Smallville.
We're going to be talking to sometimes guest stars.
Are you liking the direction Lois is going in?
Yeah, because I'm getting more screen time.
It's good.
But mostly it's just me and Tom remembering.
I think we all feel like there was a scene missing here.
You got me, Tom.
Let's revisit it. Let's look at it.
See what we remember.
See what we remember.
I had never been around anything like that before. I mean, it was so fun.
Talkville. Talkville.
I just had a flashback.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Let's get into it.
The Ticket says, these days, influencers are a dime a dozen. But we've been influencing opinions in this town for 30 years.
And since we're not in any owner's back pocket, we don't have to put sponsored posts under anything we say. Let us influence your hot sports opinions so you're not the guy who doesn't miss the meme.
Whatever works.
We are the original sports influencer in DFW. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310.
The Ticket.
The Ticket. Other stations have come and gone. The Ticket has been the sports station of record in Dallas-Fort Worth for 30 years. Not too shabby. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
NBA veteran Jim Jackson takes you on the court.
You get a chance to dig into my 14-year career in the NBA and also get the input from the people that will be joining, Charles Barkley.
I'm excited to be on your podcast, man. It's an honor.
Spike Lee, entrepreneur, filmmaker, Academy Award winner.
Knicks fan.
So, now you see, I got you. But also how sports brings life, passion, music, all of this together.
The Jim Jackson Show, part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Looking for amazing deals? At Sweet Deals, we offer everything at half price. From restaurants to golf courses, Sweet Deals allows you to enjoy your favorite local spots without breaking the bank. SweetDeals.com. Live the sweet life at half price.
Consistently beating industry benchmarks by over 25% isn't a fluke. It's Cumulus Digital. Smarter marketing with proof. We show you exactly who saw your ad by name and address. That kind of precision is why more than 4,000 businesses partner with us every month, whether they need one product or a full digital strategy. Visit CumulusDigital.com today because you're not average and your marketing results shouldn't be either. That's CumulusDigital.com.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
Let's get inside of Kevin Smith.
This is a great house. Who knew playing Lex Luthor would pay this well? Now I want to see Gene Hackman's place, John Cryer's place.
None will be as cool. And let's get inside of the great Tom Hopper.
I always love it when you have these long form conversations because you know you do these press tours. They come with this energy, the host.
What's it like?
So tight. And I just love just having a normal conversation.
And that's sort of what the podcast is.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Thanks for being a Ticket P1 for the past 30 years of ticket stocks, Super Bowls, training camps, and campouts.
Gotta see your feet first.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Is it just to look at or is it to do stuff with?
I mean,
keep your ears listening for 30 more years of some of that shit.
Now I listen every single day.
That's pretty
kick-ass. Like I'm missing out if I don't.
Drafts without laughs, bet payoffs, and sportsy playoffs.
Both states become smarter. Yeah!
On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket is 30. We're not saying we're good luck for DFW, but every team has won a championship since we've been on the air. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket Ticker.
Ticker brought to you by Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Deep Ellum IPA. Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels has avoided a major injury on his left elbow and will not need to go on injured reserve for head coach Dan Quinn. There is no timetable for his return, but surgery not required. Daniels has already missed three games with two different injuries. The Commanders just 3-6 after going to the NFC title game a season ago. And the Mavericks open NBA Cup play tonight. They're in Memphis to play the Grizzlies. Max Christie on a frustrating 2-6 start.
I know we're all upset, obviously, that we're losing. 2-6 is not an ideal start through 8 games. And so if any of us were happy about that, then there'd be an issue. So there's definitely a sense of frustration in the sense that we want to win games or competitors. So, but we do know it's 8 of 82.
The Mavericks 2-6. The Grizzlies just a half game better at 3-6. Tonight's game tips at 7. Ticker also brought to you by Texas Live. The ultimate football experience is Kroger Game Day Live at Texas Live. Watch all the college and pro action on a massive 100-foot screen. Enjoy game day food and drinks. Grab your tickets now at texas-live.com. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Michael Dixon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
Saturday mornings at 10. Plant your college football yard flag on the Ticket for College Football Tailgate on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
Happy Friday. It's a sweet spot. Sean Bass and David Mino. And today we are at Dynamic Discs in Carrollton off East Jackson Road in Josie. Good vibes. We got Mr. Jim's Pizzas out here if you want to come get you some free pizza.
Heck yeah.
And if Justin is wondering what's going on with the phones, it's because we are auctioning off three spots to play with Corby at the Flinging D this Sunday. So that'll be you and two of your buddies get to play disc golf at the tournament this Sunday with Corby. And also you get to have